Chapter 3. Vauxhall. When Lieutenant George Osborne arrived at the Sedleys' home, Amelia thought the same thing she always thought, that George had the most handsome face and was the bravest hero in the British Army. In fact, she admired George's face and his beautiful black moustache almost as much as he himself did. "I've asked my friend Dobbin to come with us to Vauxhall," George informed Amelia. "I told him that we were all going out tonight. I hope you don't mind."
"I don't mind," answered Amelia. "I haven't seen him for years."
Amelia remembered Dobbin as plain-looking, awkward and shy, but she liked him because he was very attached to George. The two men had been friends since their early school days, and now served together in the same army regiment.
"He's the best officer and the finest fellow I know, although he's not particularly handsome," George said, admiring himself in the hall mirror.
Just then, Becky came downstairs and Amelia introduced them. Soon Jos arrived, and then William Dobbin.
"How beautiful she's become," Dobbin thought when he saw Amelia. "George Osborne is a lucky man."
As they waited for the Sedleys' coachman to bring the carriage, the men drank a glass of wine. In order to calm his nerves, Jos drank a glass or two more than Dobbin and George. Finally, the carriage arrived, and the five young people got in. When they reached Vauxhall, George handed the ladies' shawls to his friend and said,
"Dobbin, just look after these shawls, would you?"
After agreeing to meet at dinner later, the two couples and Dobbin separated and went in different directions. George and Amelia walked along the main paths, perfectly happy together. They watched the musicians, singers and dancers. They admired the bright lights and enjoyed all the entertainment along the way. Dobbin followed behind them, but paid little attention to the entertainers. He was thinking only about Amelia. Becky and Jos chose a more solitary path. Becky had a feeling that Jos was going to ask her to marry him, and she wanted to do or say something to encourage him. Luckily, a man passing by stepped lightly on her foot, and she fell into Jos's arms with a little cry of pain. While comforting her, Jos told her his favourite stories from India, for at least the sixth time.
"I would so much like to see India," Becky said.
"Would you?"
said Jos very tenderly. He was just about to ask Becky to marry him when the fireworks began, and then Jos and Becky had to join George and Amelia for dinner.
Dobbin also went to join his friends for dinner, but when he approached their table, they were so busy talking that they didn't notice him. He therefore continued to walk around Vauxhall, carrying the ladies' shawls and feeling quite lonely. After the two couples had finished their dinner of chicken, salad and champagne, Jos ordered a bowl of punch, the strong alcoholic drink that was a traditional part of a Vauxhall evening. The ladies, however, wouldn't drink it, and George didn't like the taste, so Jos drank the entire bowl by himself and became very, very drunk. A crowd soon gathered round their table as Jos sang songs, made jokes, and generally embarrassed his three companions, especially when he grabbed Becky by the waist and loudly sang a love song to her. The crowd laughed and cheered. At that moment, Dobbin saw the crowd round his friend's table and quickly walked over.
"Dobbin, where have you been?" asked George. "We need you. You look after Jos and I'll take the ladies to the carriage."
Somehow Dobbin managed to get Jos into a horse-drawn cab, and George and the ladies took the carriage home. You will have noticed, dear reader, as Becky and Amelia certainly did, that Jos had not asked Becky to marry him.